Hello, my name is Nicole, and thank you so much for taking this time out to listen. Today, I have a very special guest with me who is my third son of four. His name is Royce. Hello, Royce. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. All right. Let's get right into the interview. Now, there is something that many believers want to know, and that is, are you indeed a believer?
Yes.
And how is it that you came to know God? And also tell us a little bit about your faith.
I came to know God by this Bible you brought to me and Weston. And then we would say prayers, and some of them would get answered. And then there's like, people have found, like, some of the artifacts from back in those Bible times. So, yeah.
Okay, so that's how you came to know. Now, do you believe in Jesus and the Holy Ghost?
Yeah, I think it's real. Even though it sounds, like, unbelievable, like, that a man, like, rose from the dead and then, like, went to heaven and then sent down, like, this spirit called the Holy Ghost. So, but it's real, so yeah.
Now, I understand that you have a gift, and that particular gift is dreams. There has been some dreams that you've had over the years. Without getting into too much detail, do you mind just explaining to us what happens when you have dreams, and how do you know that God is in fact giving you these dreams?
Well, there's this tornado dream, which was probably a warning that we were gonna come out to California, and there is another dream that I had, which took place with my dad, and I think that's pretty much how I knew like these real life events were going to happen.
And so you looked at your dream, and then from looking at your dream and comparing it to real life, you knew that God has something to do with it. I mean, explain some more for us.
I knew that God was real because, like, in my tornado dream, like, God, like, showed up as like a son. And then Jesus was in there talking to my grandpa. So, yeah.
Okay, very interesting. Tell us some more about God, Jesus, Holy Ghost.
I know that he created the earth and the stars and all that stuff. And I know he could be in your heart and, make you live longer if you believe in him, and then repent your sins, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay. So I'm glad that you're sharing this sort of thing with us, because, you know, there's some adults that they do not believe in any God, Jesus, Holy Ghost, as well as some children. Have you ever come across anyone like that?
No, not really.
So most of the people that are around you, or I guess all of them, are they believers?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the next question I have for you is there ever any time that you felt like you were all alone and that no one really seemed to care?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, like, some of my friends, they would be, like, playing, like, they would play, like, a game, and they would, like, ignore me. I didn't feel too much alone. I just felt like they were, like, just, like, ignoring me on purpose. So, yeah.
What is it that you do when you feel down and out?
I either go and do something fun. I either talk to, like, my table partner or something. Or, I do something fun.
And at nighttime, what do you do?
At nighttime, I just think about like what I did before I go to sleep, Yeah. At times I want to like say what I'm gonna dream and stuff, but it usually doesn't end up, working.
Okay, what does that mean? Say what you wanted to explain.
Well, technically it means like think in my head what I want to dream and then like it happens, but yeah, it doesn't work like that. You like God will give you like whatever dream like you probably thought of like before you went to bed, or just a dream that you didn't even think of at all.
Do you pray before you go to bed?
Sometimes.
And what kind of prayers do you pray?
Well, I pray like to have a good day and that nothing bad happens. Yeah, and that my friends won't be like acting up and stuff. Yeah.
Is there anything else that you would like to share?
Actually, yes. There was a time where my parents weren't getting along, but I won't go into any detail. That's personal stuff. But I kind of felt like that cut. If you are like the man of the house, you're kind of like own and you have a house. You're kind of like owning a country. So it basically works like this. So you're like the king if you're a man, and then you need to have your queen, which is like your wife. And then if you're not being like all nice to your wife and stuff, then God will take that away from you. And then you need your well you'll have your kids, like the which will be like your prince or your princess or something like that. And if you're not taking care of them, then you'll lose that too. And then if you buy stuff and then you like keep it out and be like, oh yeah, this is what I wanted for a long time, and then never use it, then God might take that away from you too. And you'll be like, hey, did someone steal that? So it's kind of like the devil told this guy, hey, there's this, like, the king, or, like, Jeff, he has this, like, real cool flat-screen TV that he never uses. You should go and get that. And then they'll be like, yeah. And then they break into the house, get it, go to back to their house, and then, have it. So basically, it works like a country. But if you're like good to your wife and stuff and kids, then you keep your country and nothing bad happens to it. Nobody steals from you. No, your wife doesn't get a divorce and stuff. So, yeah.
Wow, that's very powerful. That is very powerful. Someone out there needed to hear that. I hope you heard what this child said. Wow. There are those that contemplate divorce, and there are those men who think about getting married and then they back down from it. There are those people who they don't even think about marriage, but they think about just playing house, so to speak. And for you to say that a man can lose his wife or potential wife, even lose his family, lose his belongings, it's amazing because God will do that. He did it to Job, and Job was a righteous man. Those of you all who are not familiar with the story, Job was this man of great wealth in the Holy Bible, and the devil had, or Satan or Lucifer, had approached God and basically wanted Job. He said that he was going to curse him, when all of these trials came upon him. And God knew better. And Job went through much. Even his own wife turned against him. So a man of great faith, a man who protects his country or his house and his family, he will be blessed. I hope you all caught hold of that message.
Yeah, and it's kind of like when you like so say like you have this really cool computer and like pretend that's your like building, and like there's people inside of it, and you're supposed to give like the boss of that building like some money, or you're supposed to use it, what you would do in real life. And then you never use it or never pay them the money. And they're like, "Hey, you're supposed to pay me. You're supposed to pay me," which the computer would be saying, which they can't talk, but they would be like, "Hey, can you use me?" But they can't talk, so you can't hear them. And then you just keep on passing, and that's when someone ends up stealing it from you, 'cause you're like, "I think so." So like the robber's like, "He doesn't need it. Take." Whoop. And it doesn't have to be someone stealing it. You should be like, "I'm gonna finally use it." Oh, break. And then you would have to pay like $100 just to repair it or something.
And now, see that little analogy, that's interesting because there are those individuals out there who you got something or you got someone around you, and you just don't know. You don't know who is out there watching. You don't know who's out there ready to take something of yours. And you don't know because you're not interested. You're walking by it. You're not using it. You're not appreciative of it. As they say, you don't miss the water until the well runs dry. Well, I thank you so much. And you are how old?
9 years old.
And you surprised me on this interview. I'm really surprised. So thank you. Is there one last thing you want to share before we close out?
Yes, make sure you go check out my YouTube account, JJ Tubb, that's spelled JJTUBB. And if you have an account, please go subscribe. We have 22 subscribers, so if we can make it to 100, that would be great. So, yeah, thank you.
All right. And that JJ Tubb is definitely for children. His message was big, but he's still very much a child. So I don't encourage the adults to go over there. It's just a child's channel with some of his funny little videos over there. Thank you once again, Royce, for taking the time out to, just share a message with the audience. And God bless you.
Yes, you too. Yeah, and for our JJ Tubb account, we do different kinds of stuff if you were wondering what we do. We do like vlogs at times. We do gaming videos, which we're gonna start doing more later. We do homemade movies, which like I don't want to spoil for you guys. So it's Joss and John and Lightning Tornado, and that's it. And yeah.
What is it that you want to do when you grow up?
I want to be a director or an actor. My backup is to be playing sports.
A movie director.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you once again, and God bless you, and God bless you, listener, for taking this time out.